but most of the local foods are actually being grown in there in this very jumbled and wonderfully mixed way. So there's manioc and different kinds of what they call jungle spaghetti, but it's shredded hearts of palm. And the free-range chickens wander around, and you pick the bananas. And as a matter of fact, instead of power bars, what you do is you pick a whole frond of bananas, and you hang them on your porch, like the picture on the bottom there. And when you get really hungry, that's what you eat for energy instead of your power bar or your candy bar. So this really was the lifestyle there. And it, for me, I realized that it had a lot to do with the health, was truly this local diet. But it wasn't just the foods itself. It was actually the way that they were eaten, the sequence in the day, and the recipes, and the spices that were used, and the fact that people ate together, and even the patterns in which they ate. And I started to become very, very interested in really how a whole diet and a whole culture shapes the wellness of a community. And we talk a lot about this idea of survival of the fittest people, but I really started to think, what does it mean to have survival of the fittest diet? These are diets that were handed down generation after generation, from grandmother to granddaughter and so on, because they tasted delicious, but also because they kept people healthy. And really, there's a lot of wisdom in this.